Councilmember Wengraff, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we're gonna begin.
Recording in progress.
And we are recording. Are we broadcasting?
Yes.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order this special meeting of the Berkeley City Council for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. I'd like to ask the city clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Castellani is absent. Taplin?
Present.
Bartlett is absent. Harrison?
Present.
Vaughn?
Present.
Wengraff?
Present.
Robinson?
Present.
Humbert?
Present.
And Mayor Aragine?
Present.
Okay.
The quorum of the city council is present. Thank you. We'll proceed now to the action calendar. And there's one item listed on the action calendar. Item one, the 2023 city council referral prioritization process using re-weighted range voting, RRV. And the recommendation is to review the completed RRV rankings and adopt a resolution approving the list of prioritized referrals to city staff. Is there a staff presentation on this, or is the report and attached
list? Yeah, I have a brief presentation, okay, just to sort of give some background and context.
Thank you.
Very short. Okay. I'll share screen. Wow. Okay. There we go. Okay, so this is the annual item to review and approve the prioritization process that we use using the reweighted range voting. And just to give a little bit of background, by the way, I'm Mark Newmanville, city clerk for the city of Berkeley, for all those watching. Just today, we'll review the process quickly. We can look at the prioritized list. And then there's action to take today to adopt the list. And also, if there was any items that the council members wish to remove from the list, they could vote to remove those items. So reweighted range voting, the way that the system works is that each council member rates the referrals on a scale from 0 to 5. Using the ServiceNow portal that we have, so it's an automated system.
Progress.
There's no limit to the number of repeat scores that a council member can assign. The scores are tallied by the system, and then the referral with the highest total score becomes the number one priority. Then for the remaining referrals, the scores for the rest of the referrals are reweighted based on how much influence each council member has used up to that point. Then there's a new second priority that is determined, and then the reweighting process happens after each subsequent priority is assigned. And this helps to guarantee a more equal influence throughout the council over the long run. So the way that it currently works is that the city council adopts the referrals to the city manager. The city manager then categorizes the referrals either long-term, short-term, or urgent. We add the long-term referrals to the list to be prioritized. We start working on any short-term referrals and urgent referrals that are assigned. Then annually, the council scores the long-term list to arrive at our prioritized order. And then staff, addresses the referrals roughly in order of the council priority. Completed referrals come back to the council, either when they're, when they're completed or when there's updates through a council item or at times through an off agenda memo. So the data for the rankings is in the agenda item. Attachment one is the resolution to adopt the prioritized list. Exhibit A to the resolution is the list of the referrals in their prioritized order. And then attachment two in the report shows the all of the raw scores. It shows the score that the mayor and all the council members assigned to each of the items, so that this process is open and transparent to the public. At the time that we ran the report, after the deadline to enter the scores, there weren't any referrals that came through as being marked for removal, but as I mentioned, the council does have an opportunity today to note any referrals that they would like to remove from the list through the vote of the council. So the results for this year show the top 20 there. Public Works has 9 of the top 20 referrals, planning has 5, the city manager has 4, and HHCS has 2. And then at the bottom of the slide is the results for the all 48 rankings. After a long stretch of planning being the number one department for receiving referrals, Public Works has unseated them and ended their dynastic run of referral championships. So we have a new number one. That's the Public Works Department. But you can see here that obviously not all of the work is equally spread amongst all of the departments. In fact, there's only 6 departments out of 12 that even have a referral on the list. So when it comes time to address the referrals, you have to take into account how many referrals a department was issued this year, how many they have from the past several years. So the city manager will need some discretion in assigning the referrals, and every department is going to have to determine what they are able to take up, even for the highest rated referrals. And I think the city manager may have more to discuss about that if there's any questions that come up. So just to recap, the action for this meeting is to review the list. Typically, we don't change the order of any of the referrals, because that would sort of undo the whole process in a way. This is the results of the scores that were submitted by the council. But the council may still remove some referrals if they desire to do so, and then ultimately to adopt the resolution that has the 2023 prioritized list as an exhibit. So that's all I have for the presentation, and can turn it back over to the mayor.
Thank you very much. So I want to open the discussion and note that the authors of items were given the opportunity to remove items from the list. I did check a box in the system, but I guess it didn't register.
It didn't come.
Yeah. To remove item 30, which I had submitted, development of the West Berkeley Service Center, 1900 6th Street, for senior housing with supportive services. Staff is currently developing the study of how many units could be developed on the site under existing and potentially future zoning changes. And after we get that information, then I think that presents an opportunity to evaluate how we want to proceed. Moreover, we need to provide them funding to enable that development to proceed. So I think for now, it'd be best that we wait to get the information from staff and then think about how we want to proceed with an RFP. So as the author of that item, I would like to remove that. And open up for questions, discussion. Councilor Hahn and Councilor Weingrap, do you wish to speak? Just to make sure you get in the queue.
I was wondering if you could share screen of the items. Is that a possibility?
Of all the items, or just the item I said I want to remove?
No. I understand your issue on that item. No, the chart with the rankings.
What's a pretty long chart, several pages.
Well, so. The city clerk has sort of called out the first 20.
Okay.
Is there It's ranked in order.
Okay.
Mark, do you have the final tally sheet? Thank you. Oh, Mayor King. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to just go down the list?
Well, there was an item there about ADUs, which I think maybe at this point in time, not relevant because of state law. And I just don't have the item number, but it was my name was on the item. And I believe Council Member Keswani was on the item as well.
About referral to the city manager streamline.
Yeah, exactly.
This item.
Yeah. But it's not, I think it's it, the item came from Council Member Keswani, so I don't know if I have the authority to remove it.
Oh, yeah, I believe only the author can remove an item. But do you have a question or a comment about
it? I'm wondering if this item is obsolete at this point in time, given state law.
So that would be a question to staff.
Yeah.
So can we come back to that, Councilmember Wengrath, and sure. We'll have staff address that for you.
Sure.
Okay. Councilor Wengrath, do you have any other questions at this time?
No, that's
okay.
It.
So we'll check with planning and revisit this point. Councilor Hahn, then Harrison.
Yes, thank you very much. Couple of things. The seventh ranked item is prioritizing BUSD Public Works service requests. This was a referral that I did in response to discussions that we had at the 2x2, where BUSD raised the issue that their public works requests go into the same queue as anybody else's. But their needs are often more urgent. And obviously, if they've got a crosswalk that needs to be painted or a sign that's missing or whatever the issue is, a sidewalk that is uneven, that's our youth and our teachers and our school staff that are exposed to that. San Francisco has a system for this, and they have forms, and it really was just a referral to, you know, basically take what San Francisco is doing and adapt it to Berkeley. And my question is why this is not being considered a 90-day referral. It seems like something we ought to be able to put in place fairly quickly, and it's about collaborating with our most important institutional partner and keeping our kids safe. So I have a question then for the city manager. Could this be taken care of as a short-term referral?
We'll certainly take a look at it. You know, this short-term referral is a 90-day. I don't want to promise I'm going to get it in 90 days, but it could be 120 days or a little bit longer. But we will take a look at it to determine what we can do in terms of moving it from a long-term to a short-term referral.
Okay, is that something that you're able to look at this evening, or is that just in general?
No, in general, as we look at all of the referrals collectively, we'll be reviewing them all and assigning them to determine what and how we can effectuate their implementation. So we'll take a look at it.
Okay. All righty. The second is ranked number 33, which is endorse All Home California Regional Action Plan on Homelessness.
Which we did.
So this was receive a presentation. Thank you, Mayor.
And we did number
That's
two.
Point. You're getting to my point. We did number two. And number three, refer to the city manager to utilize the All Home framework to analyze the City of Berkeley's current homelessness expenditures and programs and explore recalibrating and prioritizing investments to align. My guess is that does figure into how we look at and prioritize our homelessness programs. So the only thing left would be for the city manager to provide a report. And if I'm not mistaken, Councilmember Drosty, I think in 2017, maybe 2018, put forward an item where the city manager is required to give us a report. Can't remember if it was annual or every other year, a general report about homelessness and services, et cetera. And I was thinking that if we could just have this be something that is covered in that report, i.e. to just have a, you know, a paragraph or something about the 1-2-4 framework and how our work as a city on homelessness fits into that, that we could actually eliminate this item. So I don't know what my colleagues think about that or the city manager, but I just think this could be handled differently and it would be one less item on the list.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Mayor. I'm sorry. My
I believe that there have been meetings with All Home staff and our staff, I think Peter Radu in particular, but I don't know the outcome of that in terms of looking at how we spend our money to align with that framework. We did receive a very extensive report today, actually, about Measure P expenditures.
Right. Thank you. So I guess, Mara, it's really a question for you because that's your item, whether you think, and you know, of course, I think this is very important, but I was looking for maybe a way to
incorporate
this into things that are already.
I guess we'd have to refer to Lisa Varus or Peter Adu, but I thought that this was already being done and that we were meeting with All Home staff.
We are meeting with All Home staff. So the way this was written, it looked a lot broader than what I'm hearing this evening. So if we are able to reduce the depth of what we envision this to be, we can certainly look at adding this into just having a short analysis into the current reports that we look out to council. I would support that, but Mayor, again, it's your item, but if this is a reduced scope, then we can certainly do that. If it is not a reduced scope, then I would say we need to include this with our review as we look at everything.
Yeah, I think the intent was to take a look at what do we spend our money on now, and does it align with the All Home framework, which we did vote to endorse in 2021. So we have that information so we can make informed funding decisions about how far off are we in terms of achieving the 1-2-4 framework. I know my staff has done that kind of cursory analysis. I know Mr. Radu may have also looked at that as well. I mean, I think that was the intent of number three. If that could be done much more expediently, great. If that needs to be part of a more comprehensive update on homeless services, that could certainly be folded in as well.
Well, these will, if we're able to do the latter, then this wouldn't necessarily need to come off tonight, but we would return with a response as a short-term referral and reply to the council on a formal action item.
So would my colleagues be comfortable? Would Mayor, you be comfortable moving this to the short-term referral list tonight?
Yeah, with the understanding that the information requested does not need to be this comprehensive analysis. It's really just trying to kind of take a look at how we spend our money now and does it align with this broader policy framework that we've set to achieve a 75% reduction in homelessness. Could that be done in a short-term capacity, or does that need to be done as a formal referral?
I think it can be done in a short-term capacity. If we have difficulty with that, Mayor, we'll reach out to you directly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mayor and City Manager. So the next item that I had a question about is item that is listed as rank number 44, which is enable internal renovation of a residence that does not increase the footprint as an AUP if the building is an historic non-conforming use, et cetera. This was an item that Councilmember Mayo had put forward, but Councilmember Wengraff is listed as the second person. Maybe she has an opinion on this. My recollection in speaking with Councilmember Mayo at the time was that this was in response to a very, very specific situation in her district. It was kind of a wrinkle that a particular project fell into. I have not heard of other projects tripping over that same very, very specific set of circumstances. And I don't know if this remains relevant to do citywide when the planning department has so much big work on its plate. I don't know, Councilmember Wengreif, if you have any recollection, and Councilmember Harrison was also on this.
Well, it's for some reason the planning department hasn't dealt with this since 2018. That is 5 years. So there must be a reason why they haven't dealt with it. It would be nice to know why. Rather than just removing it, I would like to get an explanation of why it hasn't been dealt with. And I don't know whether Mr. Klein is on the call or anybody from planning who could address that. But the one above it is from 2017. There are a lot of old referrals, and whether or not they're still relevant, I guess, is something we need to consider.
Yeah, on this one, it's sort of a very small matter, and I just wasn't sure if it.
Well, I think this was an effort to streamline certain processes. This is involving internal renovation of a residence where there's no additional footprint added, and yet for some reason. There was a use permit required rather than an AUP for internal renovation.
It was a non-conforming use, lot coverage. It exceeded lot coverage.
So, Councilmember Harrison, do you have a recollection?
My recollection is this involved a business use of part of the house, which was a childcare center. It was a very specific situation where it was a residence, but was being used for a home-based business. So I don't know whether Mr. Klein can address that, but you know, our effort is to try to limit this list for the sake of the city manager and her staff. So I'm wondering if we can remove this. Thank you.
See the city manager's raise her hand.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Director Klein is on the call. So if he needs to be elevated to panelists, if you can bring him forward, but he is available to respond. Councilmember Wengreif, if you can go back and ask your original question, and then we can go to this one if you like.
Sure.
Thank you.
And he's on the panel side now.
Okay, Mr. Klein, we're looking at a referral that involves a change from a use permit to an AUP. That involves internal renovation of a residence. It's been on the list since 2018, and I guess nothing's happened. So I was curious to know whether this is something planning intends to work on or doesn't think it's important enough to work on and it should be removed from the list.
Thank you, Councilmember Wengreif. Yeah, the reason that the Planning and Development Department hasn't taken this item up to date is because our policy team has been working on other referrals that were higher ranked. It's kind of as simple as that. And the team has been working on state mandated legislative work. And so this, I believe, you know, if we look back to the prior RRV exercises, this specific referral never ranked particularly highly, and that's why we haven't taken it up to date. I think it's possible that we could look at this specific control as part of our upcoming work on objective standards. So both the middle housing work and or objective standards for commercial corridors, that work that will, you know, the planning department will be has already begun and will be taking up over the next couple of years, we could look into whether we can address this specific, you know, as it's been noted, this is a pretty specific use case. I don't think there are many projects that fall within this specific use case, but we can take a look at whether we can potentially tackle this referral as part of one of those larger efforts.
Okay, so what would be the process for taking it off this list and referring it to that process? Is there a formal written something that has to happen, or can that happen internally now that you've suggested that?
The council would need to take action tonight to remove this from the list. This would be an outstanding issue unless you removed it and gave direction on what to do with it. So yes, she would have to remove it tonight.
Okay.
Well, so, sorry.
So, but sounds like one potential solution could be to refer this to the objective standards project that referred to staff to include this zoning amendment in the objective standards project. Is that something that we would need to formally do as a council? It's I guess removing it from this list, but it's referring it to a separate ongoing process, if that is something that planning can do.
You could make that as part of the action to adopt the list.
Okay.
City manager, were you wanting to speak to this question?
I think I saw it before,
and I'm not saying that just to take it, but I see your hand. I wasn't sure if you were wanting to speak to this.
No, thank you. I stated earlier, pretty much what the city clerk stated, that you can actually take action on it tonight.
Okay. So I guess I would say that I'm just would recommend that we refer item 44 to the planning department to incorporate into their work on objective standards or another ongoing project that they feel is relevant. And I think it is a small thing, and it probably gets done if it gets incorporated into one of the larger processes that they're already involved in. So I don't know if my colleagues would be comfortable with that.
I'm fine with that.
Councilmember Harrison? Yeah. Okay. So that's my suggestion for 44. Item 47 was mine. It was creation and adoption of a transit streets cooperative agreement. With Alameda County, with AC Transit. I have had the opportunity to speak with AC Transit and to look at the interagency liaison committee that was just established. And in light of those conversations and the action that was taken in March by us, I think this should be removed. So I'd like to remove item 47.
Okay.
I had one other question. So just to recap, I was asking that item 7, the BUSD public works service request, become a short-term referral if possible. Otherwise, it is ranked number 7. So I think staff would get to it anyway. But I do think it's important. 33, the homelessness action plan becomes a short-term referral. And 44 is referred to planning, and 47 is removed. My only other question is about the item that is ranked number 17 right now, which is refer to the Planning Commission and HAC to research and recommend policies to prevent displacement and gentrification of Berkeley residents of color and African-American residents. That item in 2019 was ranked as number 1, and it wasn't done. And I looked at the number 2 item, which was missing middle, and that item was done. And I have a concern for an item that is ranked number 1 by the City Council in 2019 that ends up kind of being recycled. And, you know, because other items come in, you know, maybe it moves down the list, but I just don't understand how an item that we ranked number one didn't get at least get started. And I'm concerned about it, that in particular, when it is an item about displacement, gentrification, and equity in our city. So I'd be interested in knowing, like, what happened to that item? Why is it still showing up on our lists when it was number one? I guess that's
Mr. Klein, the director of planning development, has raised their hand.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, Councilmember Hahn. Yeah, in I believe it was 2021, the Planning and Development Department and HHCS staff who serve as secretaries of the two commissions to which this item was referred did form a joint subcommittee of those two commissions to tackle this referral. And the joint subcommittee, I believe, met once, but did not continue to meet or bring a recommendation back to their respective commissions. And I'll note again that the referral was to the commissions, and therefore, and I want to acknowledge, I think that was a particularly tough time with COVID. And it is a particularly, meaty project for volunteers to take on. But they didn't really have momentum behind that. And so we made the decision, because that project was never completed, we made the decision to reintroduce it to this ranking process.
Well, I'm really glad to know that it was initiated, and I certainly understand that between 2019 and now, the commissions have had a lot of interruptions, and it is a meaty topic, but it's meaty because it's big and important, and it addresses things that we probably should have addressed a long time ago. I think, you know, at this point, when I was growing up in Berkeley, African Americans made up almost 30%. Of the population, and now it's at 7 or 8%. So it just seems like if we keep putting this off, maybe the item becomes moot because there are no more African American people in Berkeley. So I would like to suggest that this be moved onto the list of projects that are ongoing, and that this be picked up, and the work be done to pick that up where it was left off. And certainly, if a staff thinks that there are additional resources that might be needed, maybe a project manager, I'm not sure if this came with a budget referral for help or support, I would like to know that so that we can provide that. But I really would like this to not be here. I'd like it to be back in the queue where it was originally, and to see it move forward. So I don't know, again, what my colleagues think about that, but it is hard work, I agree. But I really feel strongly it's work we need to be doing. So I don't know if my colleagues or staff have thoughts, Mayor?
I think this is an important referral. It was also very broad, but that doesn't mean that it should not be prioritized. And I think what we need is to take the overall goals and concepts and develop actionable measures or proposals. I think that was probably the intent of the subcommittee, to try to kind of take this and, you know, come up with some concrete actions. And one aspect that is already underway is the local preference policy. I guess given that this was referred before, I guess why is it coming back to us on this list if we already referred it and it was ranked number one?
And be good.
I guess that's
it was never completed.
Because it was never completed?
Right. The commission didn't bring forth the recommended policies that we had requested through this item.
I mean, given that this ranked number one and several years ago. I really hope that there are a number of other new planning related items that have been referred. I just hope that this would not be deprioritized, but it would be given equal priority to new things that were that have been referred this year, because it was referred and it was near the top, so it just wasn't completed. So I don't know what Mr. Klein's thoughts are about that, but I mean, we're re-referring something that was already referred and given priority. And just because it wasn't finished doesn't mean it doesn't have the same level of priority as new things that have been previously referred.
I appreciate that. Councilmember Harrison and Councilmember Bartlett, you are on this item with Councilmember Davila, item 17. I don't know what your thoughts are. I personally think this should just not be on the list here and be picked up again where it was left off, since it was already initiated, but I'd like to know your thoughts.
So do you want to address this issue?
Yeah. Briefly.
Okay.
Thank you. And yeah, those are my thoughts too. Thank you for bringing it up. I just feel like the re-inclusion of this item on the RRV list has the effect of watering down the rest of the list and diminishing returns. And so I don't think it should be on the list. I think it should just be a continuing status of workflow inside the administration. That's the only thing that seems fair to me.
I see that Director Klein is, I think, wants to address this topic.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think as written, again, I want to emphasize this was written as a referral to two commissions. And so, and without, as I think the question was asked by Councilmember Hahn, were there additional budget resources? There were not. And so I think the council could consider referring it to the city manager, and then staff could then potentially budget for actually and plan it for its implementation. Because as written, everything is really the intent that it would is that it be initiate or implemented by the commission. So alternatively, you can keep it as is and emphasize to the commissions to make it a priority. And we can ask our commission secretaries to relay the city council's referral or direction to those commissions that they make it a priority for their upcoming work plans.
Thank you. I think that's a worthwhile suggestion. I just want to say that I think when staff comes up against barriers with items that are referred, like maybe resources should have been referred, or when you sit down to look at it, the direction does not have the full clarity that you might have wanted, or it's just hard to implement. I really feel like what would be best to do is not to put it back on a list like this, because that doesn't improve it. That doesn't get the resources for it, and that doesn't provide the additional clarity that you might need to move this forward. Or maybe it shouldn't go to the commissions first. Maybe it was misdirected. But I really think the thing to do with that is to go back to the authors and talk to them. And say, like, hey, we're starting to implement this and we're having a little trouble. Could you provide a little more clarity? And if the clarity that they're providing is significantly different from what was referred, then maybe they can just, bring it back to the council, a clarified version. They can bring it back with a budget referral. But to kind of abandon it because it's hard and maybe doesn't have the clarity and money associated with it, I think it's just a really bad way for us to move good ideas forward. So I personally would like this to be off this list. I'd like it to be back in the queue ahead of everything here because it was initiated 2 years ago. And staff could come back to the authors. Two of them are still on council, and perhaps also speak with a council member who is now in the seat that Councilmember Davila held. And I think the three of them could maybe provide clarification and look at any budget requirements and help shape this so it can be moved forward. So that would be my ask, that it not be ranked here, that it go back to its place in the queue ahead of everything that's here.
So on that, I see the city manager raise their hand to speak. So if it's not on this list, it doesn't go away, right? Because it was previously referred.
There's a list of things that are in process.
Because there's things that have been referred previously that are in process that staff is working on, and not re-referring this doesn't remove it from that list. I can't imagine it would, since it was previously referred. Unless we take the action to explicitly remove something or deprioritize something, then it's still on that list. But Madam City Manager, do you wish to address this?
So first, Mr. Mayor, I just want to commit to you all that in no way are we looking to abandon projects or referrals or priorities that you set for us. As you look back over the history, we've gone through over 300 plus referrals, and we've all done a great job finishing those referrals and also addressing them. The council has removed referrals. We've all done really this list now, down to the number that you have. So we've all worked really hard. What I wanted to say is that at no time that we've had this RRV process did we take an item and put it back to the front of the list if it was not worked on or completed. We always re-vote it to determine if it was still the priority of this council. This is the purpose of this process, is to determine what are your priorities as a council for me to work on, or for commissions, or whoever it's referred to. But we have at no time taken an item and moved it back to the top. And there have been plenty of items that have been unfinished and brought back for you to determine, is this a higher priority now? Is it the same priority, or is it not? And that's how this process has worked. It's getting the priorities of the council voted on by all of you collectively to give me direction. So if in fact the council wants to vote on this tonight to move it to a number one, you absolutely have the ability to do that. But I just want to just share with you, we've never done that before. Old items have come back on the list and you've re-voted to determine their priority.
Yeah, I think you may have misunderstood. I wasn't suggesting that. I was suggesting that it go essentially back to the list of things that are already in motion. I assume all things that are already being worked on are ahead of this list. So it wasn't that I was suggesting that it should be at the top of this list. I was suggesting that given that it is a project that has already been started, it should go to the list of in process, in progress items. And if there are questions about how to implement it, those could be handled by working with the authors of the item. So
there is an opportunity here this evening if you'd like to refer this to the city manager so that we can work on it internally and look for what resources we would need. Because right now, if you leave it here, it's going back to the commissions who did not deem it a high priority. Now, that's something that the council members can also do, is to help us with this, is to reiterate to our commissioners that this is a priority for you all. Even as we bring it to them, they may not push it up to that, you know, that level. But right now it's going back to the commissions. If you'd like to have it go to staff, then I think we should make that tonight.
I think I'll wait and hear what my colleagues who were authors on it have to say. Those were my only comments, and I'll wrap it up. Thank you.
Okay. We do have a queue of members who would like to speak. I see Councilmember Wingraff has also raised her hand to address this item again. We'll go next to Councilmember Harrison, Taplin, Humbert, and back to Wingra.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And thank you, Madam City Manager. This has been an evolving process, and I think we're in a much better place than we were. I want to thank you for working through this list. And also, we did remove some referrals. I asked that 5 referrals be removed at the beginning of this process. You all got a memo from Mr. Newmanville because they were in process. So where I'm confused with this one we were just discussing is I didn't know that because I haven't been as close to this one. I didn't know that was true. So I feel like what we need is something I'm going to call the 25 percenter list. We need a list of things that are the ones that are kind of started, but not very far along so that we can see what that looks like. And I'm going to say that particularly because of the way I feel about some of the departments that are so heavily loaded with referrals. I've always felt really strongly that we should be ranking these vis-a-vis the department. As you pointed out, Mr. Newmanville, of the top 20, 9 of these are in public works, 5 are in planning and 4 in the city manager's office. None of that is surprising, but it sets up these false expectations of what these departments can actually accomplish. This is really true of public works because in the last round, as you said, it was planning that enjoyed that honor. But staffing issues have been cited for many safety improvements that we need to make on our streets not being completed. And yet we're giving public works a whole bunch more stuff. So we can't change this process now, but I would like to suggest that in the future, we look at this by department and not overall this way. Somehow we need to recognize resource constraints as part of what we're doing to evaluate how we move it forward. It's not just about, is it a good idea? Do I like it? It's, can it actually get done? And we're talking about that a lot at the budget committee, as Councilmember Kesterwani and the mayor know, for T1. Is this actually something that's going to be accomplished? So I'd really like to see us move to a system where we rank by department. That's number one. And that we also put up the, as I called them, the 25 percenters, the things we just got started on, because maybe we don't think those things are such good ideas now. That's another possibility. We might say, you haven't devoted that much time to it. There are these other ideas. We want to do these instead. Because now you're going to be struggling with things that maybe you started and realized they weren't going to work or whatever. So I think that's really important. Also, I want to say that commissions don't really prioritize the work plans, just to be frank, you know, mostly, and this is not terrible. I don't think it's a bad thing. Mainly the staff comes with recommendations for the work plans. And some commission chairs are really involved and some aren't, but it's not really accurate to say that the commission will decide whether to make this a big priority or not. It's the council that decides, and this was number one. So I don't want to leave it to the commission to say, anti-displacement, we don't care. That's not their job. That's our job. So that's just, I don't like that idea that we would say, please put this on your list. No, we're saying put it on your list. That's why we do this process. And also, I think it's that it's good that we get important. We get these updates on short-term referrals, which is really great. And that is super helpful. I'm wondering if we could do a similar thing with these longer-term referrals. We get that nice quarterly report from you just to sort of say, this is where it's at. And without that, I'm not sure where existing referrals stand. So, for example, my big example is in 2020, Councilmember Hahn introduced a matter to the city attorney's office for benchmarking how we deal with curfews during protests when we were having the George Floyd protests. And those have not, that hasn't moved ahead. I know you're working on it, but what I'm saying is I don't know when there's a new city attorney request, given that she has 7 whole people, whether I want her to work on that or this. So without my 25 percenter list or kind of an idea of where things are at, it's hard to make these judgments. I'm also really thinking that in the future, it'd be best if we didn't combine things for the city manager and the commissions, because City Manager Williams Ridley did a fantastic job on the short-term rental piece of my referral, which was to her. She dealt with all the administrative things she could deal with, but then part of it went to the commissions. And so it's not on this list. It's not on any list. It's not on the rankings of the commission because she's finished with her part. So she didn't put it back on the list because she's done her part and did a really great job. the city, the commission never ranked it highly, as the staff did not bring it to them as a priority. Frankly, for me, it is a priority. We're losing rental units left and right to short-term rentals. And there's a lot of these other ones too that are mixed. So I just suggest, colleagues, in the future, can we just do separate things for the city manager and the commission, so we're clear who's on first? Because she did this great job, but then I have to keep following up. Whatever happened to that? The other half of my referral kind of disappeared. So those are my strategy suggestions, and I may even put in an item about that. I do want to say I didn't understand, and maybe I just missed this, that I could give things a zero. There were some things I would have given a zero. I think the original memo said 1 to 5, and I had like 20 ones, and I feel like my scoring has now been not my feeling about these rankings has not been reflected here, because some of them were ones and some were like zero. I don't want to do them at all. And so I just need to know if I missed the I missed the memo on that. So anyway, that's just a small comment. I want to comment on a few referrals, and I'm very proud of us. We have a really good balanced list here, except for the problem of giving Public Works way too much to do in traffic. We have the daylighting of intersections to protect pedestrians as they cross the street. You know, someone in my district got hit by a truck who was in a wheelchair because there was no possibility of saying, please don't pull so close to the corner. And this truck just ran over this person and he died. So I'm very pleased to see that from council members Robinson, Humbert, Hahn, and myself. I'm also really, really proud of the very high ranking for recognizing housing as a human right. I think that's just essential to what we're doing as a city. Also, the Office of Racial Equity doing the reemployment program and the minimum guaranteed minimum income are just really near and dear to my heart. So I'm really glad to see that ranked highly. The electric bike rebate. This is a program we're doing to put an equity lens on the rebates. A lot of other agencies are doing energy rebates. They have money, but they don't do it from an equity point of view. And our city is devoted to equity. So we are doing all of these things with our rebates based on equity. So I'm just so proud of this one, number 8. And I also wanted to just ask a procedural question about 19. I think it is true that the original author may automatically remove an item from a list. I do not believe, Mr. Clerk, that the rule is the council can't discuss removing an item even if the author didn't want to remove it. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's more of a practice.
A courtesy thing. So, yeah. So I think, unfortunately, because Councilmember Kesselrwani wasn't here at the beginning, we were talking about 19, which is your item, and whether it's still needed. So I'll leave it to you to address that.
I don't want to create a practice of us removing council members' items if they don't agree with it. That our courtesy, our practice has been, if they want to keep it on, they keep it on.
Okay.
I think it sets a bad precedent. And it may, not only is it not collegial, but also... I think if council members introduce something, they still think it's relevant, it should still be considered.
Great. So what we really need is to understand that what Councilmember Kesselrwani wants to do with this item, because there were some questions about it, about 19. So those are my comments. I'm really looking forward to this process continuing, because we have reduced this list magically. And I want to remove as many things as possible, because regardless of whether we think something is small or something is big, if I'm an administrator and I wake up in the morning and I see 400 items on my list, I'm going to panic. It is too much for our staff. We have to really focus. So I really appreciate the fact we're turning in fewer referrals. And I also appreciate our referrals are so much better written than they used to be. We talk about the budget implications. We talk about the administrative impacts, and we're meeting a lot more with staff. So that has been a really big improvement in our process. So not only do we have fewer referrals, we have much better referrals. So I want to thank the city manager for her efforts here and to my colleagues. Thank you very much.
Councilmember Taplin.
Thank you. I wish to join myself to Councilmember Harrison's comments largely. I do want to say that as the author of the second ranked item, the resolution recognizing housing as a human right, it's not missing middle housing, it's social housing. And I want to acknowledge my co-authors on that. And I want to give a shout out to Harrison's item budget referral to give our staff support to maintain our programs to preserve multifamily housing, which I see as being necessary for the success of social housing. And I want to say for the record that I think that everyone in this council has been addressing displacement from all angles. I want to shout out the Step Up Housing Initiative. The vice mayor and I have been working on down payment assistance programs and ways to build homeownership for Black community members and keep our Black households in Berkeley. This is a referral that was done 2017, 2019. Was that when that was? Because half of us weren't on council then. So if I felt like that work was not being done, I would have been a lot more concerned about that item. I also acknowledge that it's with the commissions. The two commissions can, and their subcommittee can at any point decide to do that work and issue their recommendations to us. That's their role. So I want to agree with Councilor Harrison again about separating referrals to the city manager and to the commissions, because those are not the same track. They're obviously in conversation, but they're not the same track. And I did have a clarifying question. Madam City Manager, could you help me understand the difference between a short-term referral and a regular referral and like how one decides the urgency around such?
So a short-term referral would mean that it's something important, critical that we can accomplish and implement within 90 days. The 90-day is the threshold. 90-day referrals generally are already funded. We're using existing staff, or it's or we don't need an additional or new resource to implement. 90-day referrals generally do not require complex, deep analysis of something. We can get to it right away without any new types of review or oversight. And they seem to be a lot easier to implement because we have the existing resources to do so. Sometimes they're tied to a baseline type of work that we already do, a basic service that we already provide to the community. So it's easier to lift it up. Long-term referrals, however, generally are major referrals. They have far-reaching implications to support our community, or far-reaching implications that require staffing resources to continue on. So we'll get a referral and we'll do the work, but some of that work continues on for a long, long time. And so we often need resources to make sure that that work can continue on in perpetuity. So long-term referrals also are given a lot of thought because they have to be compared to other long-term referrals that are in the queue, and who would implement that work, when it can be done, and kind of get it in line with the other resources on top of our baseline services. So long-term referrals generally have a tail on them. They generally go for longer than the initial request and implementation. It goes further out, and it could be years and years and years of commitment from the city, with a new ordinance or something that will require us to enforce, monitor, measure, and account for. So that's a long-term referral. That's the difference between the two: 90-day threshold, long-term with a long life, and a possible continuation of need and resource.
Thank you very much. I have an item at Fights that which shall not be named, which I definitely see as a long-term referral. A number of folks have pointed out that there are a number of high priorities for the Public Works Department. So looking at the top ranked item, which is the daylighting policy, I'm hoping that we could, turn that around in a timeframe that would sort of match the urgency behind it. But for example, if council were to decide to move something like rank number 25, the Equitable Safe Streets and Climate Justice Resolution, which is just a resolution, if that became a short-term referral, would that happen before the top ranked item, despite being ranked 25?
Yes, not for this situation particularly, but there are often times when an item that's ranked number 3 against an item that's ranked number 30, and 30 could go above it. Yes, that happens because number 3 could be with a department that has multiple referrals that are already being worked on or multiple referrals. They have one and two as well. So one, two, and three would be that department. So yes, it's likely, and it happens often, where smaller, lower ranked referrals jump the queue because those departments do not have current referrals, or they have a manageable referral queue.
Thank you very much. I think, you know, for my part, I think most people know how deeply invested I am in infrastructure and transportation. So, you know, it's, I really try to taper my infinite public works requests, but given that the daylane policy is the number one rank of the entire council, and I certainly rank this highly, I will not be supporting anything above that, or I will not be supporting anything to superseding that. Thank you.
Okay. I just want to do a time check at 6:05 PM. We do need to complete discussion, take action, then move to our 6 o'clock regular meeting. Everyone is here for the 6 o'clock meeting. We're still in our special session that started at 5 o'clock, and we'll do our best to wrap up this business as quickly as possible. We'll go next to Councilmember Humbert.
Maybe we. Okay. You keep it. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And this is a really interesting process and my first exposure to it. I have to say, I'm really, really happy that I am one of the co-sponsors of item number one. I agree with Councilmember Taplin that this should really be at the top of the list. It's going to require less person hours to accomplish. And in terms of materials, it's going to be paint, whether that's paint on red curves or crosswalks or crosshatching to daylight the intersections and crosswalks, you know, and maybe a few plastic bollards. And it can be good work that's done fairly quickly. And it's proven that this process it has really dramatic effects. And I've said this before, and you're probably sick of me saying it, but in Jersey City and Hoboken, these particular daylighting efforts in those cities, those very dense cities, have resulted in no serious injuries or deaths to pedestrians in the past 5 years, 4 or 5 years. And so it's cheap, it's fast, and it's effective. So I'm really happy that it came in number one and that I'm associated with it. I want to join in Council Member Harrison's comments about priority by department, if I understood her correctly, because there are departments, and we're talking about certain departments having, what's the phrase, heavy unprioritized workloads. And here we're trying to prioritize the workloads, but there's some, you know, planning and public works, you know, they're staggering under the weight of the work that they have to do. So I think it's critical to sort things out by department. What else did I have to say? And it's pertinent to my first point about number one. Traffic violence is such a concern of mine. And just as I'm sitting here, and I probably ought not to have this app, the Citizen app tells me that a cyclist was hit by a car on the Waring Corridor. So, you know, it's real. Traffic violence is real. And number one is a way to help deal with that. But, you know, I want to keep my comments short because we have little time and we need to get to the regular city council meeting. So thank you very much.
Councilmember Keserwani, then back to Wingraff.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And thank you to our city clerk's office for organizing all of this for us. So I know folks have already talked about the numerous public works referrals in the top 10. And forgive me if this question was already asked, but when I looked at those, I believe it's six of the items in the top 10 are in public works. And it seemed to me like almost all of them would fall under the transportation division, except number six, which was about speed limits. Is that accurate, Madam City Manager? Okay, it looks like you're muted.
I think that's correct. Mark, can you?
Director Garland.
And Director Garland's on as well, so. It looks correct. Liam, you want to add?
Councilmember, I haven't checked your math. I'm sure it's accurate. The AB 43 item, that is also something that our transportation division would be handling.
Okay, so all of the public works items are within the transportation division, and you know, of course, we know that we have numerous vacancies in that division and across the city. So I don't think it's appropriate for this discussion because we're just talking about the rankings, but I think it would be helpful for to have maybe an offline conversation or one-on-one with you, Madam City Manager, about, you know, what is actually realistic with so many of these public works referrals ranked so highly and so important for safety on our streets and just given the staffing issues in that department. I think that's something I'd like to understand better. So I just wanted to note that. Okay, so then I just wanted to address, seems like maybe there were questions about my item, which was number 19. This is about looking at best practices from other jurisdictions like San Jose, which has developed an ADU universal checklist to assist their city staff in being able to quickly do the plan reviews and issue permits for accessory dwelling units. My understanding from speaking with the planning director is some of these requests have been implemented, but not all. It also included, although it's cut off here, it included a request for consideration of pre-approved designs or pre-approved architects, which is another best practice. So we are asking our planning department to take a look at what we can do to make it easier if somebody is interested in developing an accessory dwelling unit. And I believe we have made some updates to the webpage. So I don't know if Director Klein is here to speak to what has been done and what has not.
Good evening, Councilmember Kesarwanias. I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're correct. Yeah, we staff have implemented a number of the suggestions that and recommendations that were referred in your item. We do have a dedicated staff team to work on ADU applications. We've updated. We do have an ADU checklist and FAQ available on our website. I don't think it's exactly constituted, perhaps quite as your item implies. And there is work happening. Actually, the building official told me just today that he worked to approve, perhaps for the first time, a modular ADU that has factory certification at the state level. So, and as a result, didn't require plan check. And, you know, so so some of this work is underway or completed, but not necessarily all of it, which is why we did recommend that the city council included in the ranking exercise.
Thank you very much, Director Klein. And I do want to note that to do these ADU designs, it's tens of thousands of dollars for folks. And so to the extent that we could provide something that reduces those costs to, you know, just regular homeowners, I think that there's still some worthwhile elements of this. And I appreciate that there are other items before it. So I would respectfully like to keep this here. Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Thank you. Yeah, I think this is important. If there are aspects of this that are not currently being done, I think this would be very beneficial to increase the number of ADUs produced in our city.
Yeah.
So I also support the author's request to keep this on the list. Councilmember Weingraf?
Oh, my hand's not up.
Okay, so I'm going to make a motion for purposes of discussion, then we'll take public comment, and then hopefully we can move forward to a vote. My motion is to approve the resolution approving the list of prioritized referrals to city staff with the following changes: to remove number 30, development of the West Berkeley Service Center; to remove number 47, the AC Transit Cooperative Agreement at the request of the authors; to make number seven, the prioritizing BUSD service requests as a short-term referral, to make number 33, the All Home Regional Action Plan, the report that was the more limited information report that was requested, make that a short-term referral at the suggestion of the city manager, and to refer item 44 to the objective standards process. That's my motion.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, we'll now take public comment on item one, the 2023 City Council referral prioritization process using reweighted range voting. We'll take any speakers here in the boardroom who wish to speak on this item. If so, please line up at the podium. Seeing no speakers in the boardroom, we'll go to speakers on Zoom. If you wish to speak on this item, please raise your hand at this time or forever hold your peace. Okay, we'll go to Kelly Hammergren.
Yes, you keep referring to another list, and I've been going through the agenda for this meeting and trying records online, and where is the list of those other referrals that are supposed to be in process? I'm sorry, my cat's hungry. So it just seems like in past years that when you went through this process, we had a broader look at the total referrals rather than a list like this of, what is it, 48. And it's just, that's just missing. Where is it? I mean, like, what's happened to the hard hat referral? That's not on this list. Is that in process or is that just disappeared? So that, I know we don't have a back and forth, but I think we deserve a response on where citizens can see what referrals are in process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll go next to Moni Law, and that's the last raised hand I see on Zoom to speak on this item. So if anyone else wishes to speak, please raise your hand at this time. Moni Law, you should now be able to speak.
Good evening, Mayor and Council and public. I don't know if this is the right item. I believe it's on consent for the priority of healthy Black families and the funding for those services that are critical and needed. As we know, the highest disparity of health outcomes.
Ms. Law, I think you're
the wrong one.
You're speaking to an item for the 6 o'clock regular meeting. We have not started that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually early.
5 o'clock special agenda on the City Council prioritization process.
Oh, got it. Okay. I thought it was starting already on regular. I'll come back. Thank you.
All right. Seeing no additional raised hands, bring it back to the council. Councilor Kisarwani.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to clarify the items that we are going to remove. If you could just repeat those numbers.
Thank you. Item 30. That was my item.
And if you could just provide are you able to provide
development
the
reasoning?
Okay.
Why don't I pull up the list? I'll make it easier.
I'm aware of that is the affordable housing at the West Berkeley Service Center.
Yeah, what I had said, I think you weren't at the meeting yet, was that we are going to be getting the capacity analysis from planning about how many units could be produced at that site. And once we have that information, it would be, I think, appropriate to decide how we want to proceed, whether we do an RP or not. So I'm saying let's take this off the plate for now, and we can revisit it after we get the information from staff about how much housing can be accommodated under current zoning, future zoning, because we may need to rezone the site.
Okay.
That was why I requested.
Okay. That's fine. I do have to say, as the representative for the area, this service center was not on T1 for improvement because of the hope that it would have affordable housing. So it is my hope and goal to see affordable housing at that site. So, okay, thank you very much for that clarification. And then
number 47, and I agree, but we also have to find a way to fund it, which is another challenge, which is this item, creation adoption of a transit streets cooperative agreement. And this was Councilor Hahn's item, and she asked that we remove it.
Okay.
Because work is already underway.
Okay, so those were the only two, 30 and 47.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify those. Thank you.
Any further discussion? If not, we have a motion. And I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Councilmember Kesarwani?
Yes.
Kaplan?
Yes.
Bartlett?
Yes.
Harrison?
Yes.
Han?
Yes.
Wengrath?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Humbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Aragain?
Yes.
All right, motion
carried. Okay, that motion does carry. Thank you. So I will now make a motion to adjourn the 5 o'clock special meeting.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Keserwani?
Yes.
Kaplan?
Yes.
Bartlett?
Yes.
Harrison?
Yes.
Han?
Yes.
Wengrath?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Humbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Aragain?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion carries. Thank you.